آج سے پاکستان میں وہاں کی مجلس شورا شروع ہو رہی ہے.
دیز ڈیز پاکستان از ہولڈنگ اس مجلس شورا دیٹ از دی کنسلٹیٹو کاؤنسل اینڈ سچ مجلس شورا آر ہیلڈ ان ویریس کنٹریز دیز ڈیز. Therefore, in view of the delegates to the Shura and the office bearers, I will say a few things. As we know that the institution of Majlis-e-Shura in the Jamaat is an important institution for the administration of the Jamaat and the work of the caliphate, and there is a great importance of this words of Hazrat Ali that without the consultation there is no caliphate, and this statement of Hazrat Ali is exactly according to the commands of Allah and the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to consult his companions in important tasks and works. As it is clear from this verse, there is a command to consult them, that but there is no command that they must accept the consensus opinion. Therefore it has made it clear that once you are determined and have decided either under the consensus opinion or have made up your mind yourself, and since everyone does not know the situation, therefore you will have to consult various people. But once you are determined, you should not fear or should not worry that this could happen or that could happen. You should put your trust in Allah, and whatever you have determined, you act upon it. but at the same time, the Holy Quran has pinpointed the situation at the time and has also showed us the method which the Jamaat should follow. Although here the addressee is the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is meant for the followers, and especially the verse that I had recited in the beginning. And after the advent of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, when the caliphate had to be established permanently, therefore
khilafat ne daimi taur par qaim hona tha,
he said that these examples of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and whatever command has been given is in fact for the followers, and also the members of the Jamaat must also remember, which includes the office bearers which are addressed the most, that as there is kindness in the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, similarly there should be kindness in the heart of the living caliph. And as long as the institution of caliphate will continue at the precept of prophethood and with the grace of Allah, this is according to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And since the caliphate has been established at the precept of prophethood, and as long as this institution will continue, in the heart of the living caliph there will be kindness for the members of the Jamaat. And since this institution has been established according to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and is a lasting institution, Allah says all this will not be done by human effort, or there will not be an automatic change in the character of people. It will be achieved with the special mercy and grace of Allah. And this institution of caliphate, and then the administration of the Jamaat will continue with the grace of Allah, and the connection which the members of the Jamaat has with the caliphate, and because of the ongoing system and the institution of the caliphate, it will continue, and this link will continue, and this link is also with the grace of Allah that has been developed in the heart of the members of Jamaat. The enthusiasm and the love they have with the caliphate is one of the special graces of Allah. This is a two-way flow. According to, by following the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is continuing in the Jamaat. That is, the caliph is commanded that in the important matters of the Jamaat you should consult the members of the Jamaat and remain kind and pray for them. People are commanded that when you are asked for proposal and your advice, you should give advice following the righteousness and be pious. There is not a command to consult everyone. In this connection, Hazrat Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, reports, Shafirul Fuqaha wal Abideen, that you should consult the wise and intelligent and those who worship Allah. Therefore, there is a system established in the Jamaat that those who follow the administration of the Jamaat, and they should also be doing financial sacrifices and do worship of Allah, and they are the one who should select and choose the delegates for Shura, that who following righteousness and give sincere advice or proposals. There is a report from Hazrat Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both, that when the verse of Shagir Hum Fil Amr was revealed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that although Allah and His Messenger is not depending on this, but Allah has made it a means and a source of mercy for the Ummah. And so whosoever will consult, he will not be deprived of guidance and holiness. Therefore, these consultation is a source of mercy for the Ummah, and for this very reason, with the grace of Allah, will guide people on the right path. But according to the first hadith, if those who are giving advice will give the advice with their intelligence and wisdom and some skill, are also worshipping Allah and are righteous, and only then they will give such advice which will be of benefit for the Ummah, and they will also absorb the mercy of Allah, and these proposals will be blessed and there will be good results of them. So here there is a great responsibility that is put on the members of the Jamaat, that they should not just consider their friendship or their relationship and elect just on this basis the delegates for Shura. You should select such people who follow righteousness, that the institution for which you are sending these delegates, it is a sanctified institution. And after the institution of caliphate, there is a sanctity of the system of Shura. Therefore, those who apparently, you see, are intelligent and also worship Allah and follow righteousness, they are the one that you should elect. When you will elect such people, only then they will be beneficiary of the mercy and grace of Allah. Otherwise, the worldly people will show the same behavior as a worldly people does in the worldly assemblies and parliaments. Therefore, for the members of the Jamaat to discharge this trust which has been put on them will only be done when following righteousness they will elect the delegates to Shura. In Pakistan, now the delegates have already been elected, because today the Shura has started. But in the countries where the delegates have yet to be elected, they must always keep this matter in view, that it is a command of Allah that tuwaddul amanate ila ahliha, that you should give trust to those who are worthy of them. Because those representatives are going to give counsel to the living caliph. You are sending these delegates so that they can give advice to the living caliph. So, in this regard, you need to exercise most care that those who are not looking apparently unworthy, if you will elect such people, then they will not be discharged their responsibility, or such people who unnecessarily have an interest of showing self-importance. And when they come to the shura, rather than giving good counsel, they are showing their great knowledge. So when the Jamaat are electing, they must keep in mind that they must select the proper people. So this is the great responsibility of the members of the Jamaat, that they should follow righteousness, they should elect the representatives, not for their friendship or their contact. And whosoever they elect, they must check up properly, that he should be wise and intelligent, and you must know him. And according to your knowledge, he is wise and has the knowledge, and also worship Allah and follows righteousness and fears Allah. Now I want to say a few words for the delegates also, because the representation of Shura is for 1 year, that his representation continues till the next Shura. It is not for 2 days yet. Therefore, there are some way these matters should have been pursued. The center has not even pursued it. Darat has not done, or the at the country level, the national Amila has not followed it, and they had other preferences. Similarly, in this way, the central office bearers, when they do not pay attention to this, they are not discharging their responsibility of their trust. Therefore, the central office bearers should also examine themselves, and the local office bearers and the delegates of Shura will have also to examine themselves, and will have to supervise and check up and find why they have not implemented a decision which was made a year or 2 years earlier. And I have said that from the attestation of the Jamaat and from the Anjuman, that a few years ago a proposal had already been presented. They recommend that it should not be presented again for this council. It is okay that it should not be presented. Presented again. But for your own examination and your analysis, it is also necessary to look at those proposals. You should know why it has not been implemented. If 70 or 80% Jamaat are acting upon it and only 20 or 30% are not working, then you don't need to examine. But if 70 or 80% of the Jamaat are not acting upon those decisions, then you need to reflect over it, and this way you cannot attain your objective. Therefore, in Shura, there should be a specific time for those proposals, so that you can see and examine. Of course, unnecessary debate is not liked. But to save from decision, but to take, to examine, to close your eyes is also disliked. In this analysis and examination, you should also see how many Jamaat have done special effort and have done good work. What was the method that they had followed, and how they had implemented the decisions. And when you will make this discussion this way, then other Jamaat will also have the opportunity to improve their work. But here also you must keep in mind that in such discussion and such debate, people start debating some personal behavior. You have to discuss and debate a person. All you have to look at and examine is where the decision has not been implemented, what lacks and why it lacks. You will have to create a method by which you advance yours ahead. And if you have made a decision and you have not acted upon it, or acted which was almost nothing, and most of the Jamaat showed laziness, 3 years they presented the same proposal that Yura should find the method of implementing it. So this is a matter of putting one step ahead and three steps back. Then the delegates of Shura and the office bearers, whether they are of local Jamaats, of central headquarters, they must also remember that you in the sight of Jamaat are the select section of the Jamaat to whom Jamaat has given much responsibility. Expect and hope from you that your standard in every respect should be very high, and it should be high. Whether it is to do your duty to God, to pay attention to worshipping Allah, or to do your duty to fellow mankind. Whether it is the connection with the Caliph and to obey him. Therefore, the delegates and the office bearers must also examine themselves that to what extent they are trying to establish their worship of God. As I have just said, that the worship is the most fundamental thing, which you must keep in mind when you are representing yourself. For a common Muslim, it is necessary that he should worship God. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that any faith which has no worship, it is no faith at all. So if a common Ahmadi, it is necessary, it is obligatory to do worship. So the office bearers who should be an example for the Jamaat, it is necessary for them to keep in mind that they should have no salat offered without congregation, without some exceptional circumstances. Therefore, you must always remember that these two or three days that you are going to spend in Shura Council and you have come here, during these days that you should only have to be regular in Jamaat and pay attention to supplications. But every delegate and every office bearer should be regular in offering salat in congregation. You should do a self-analysis and examine yourself, because some responsibilities have been put on you for the sake of the community and the faith, and if you are not paying attention to the basic fundamental matters, then what else counsels you will give? The hearts which are deprived of worship, their counsel cannot be based on righteousness. Then their responsibilities of fellow human beings, the delegates and the office bearers will have to make clear their heart of any quarrels, and their dealings should be clear, and they should be paying attention to their responsibility to the neighbors. It is the command of Allah to treat kindly your neighbor, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made so much emphasis on it that the companion thought maybe the neighbors will become part of inheritance. So if this is such an important thing, how can we tolerate that those people to whom the Jamaat responsibilities have been given, they will trouble their neighbors? You must remember, promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has defined the neighbors that your brothers in faith are also come under neighbors. Therefore, every office bearer must remember that every Ahmadi is their neighbor. And if an Ahmadi is hurt and suffers as it for because of you, it is most painful. If an Ahmadi becomes hurtful to another Ahmadi, it is most painful. because that matter does not remain between those two people. Because if a responsible and office bearer hurt someone, then that sometimes takes a common Ahmadi away from the religion. And there are many other basic morals which the Jamaati servants, whether they are the delegates of Shura or office bearer or Waqfine Zindagi, that is, they have dedicated their life, they must keep in mind. Because I have also reminded all the servants of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, because these are the examples of the office bearer, that the good example will be set among the members of the Jamaat. One more matter to which I want to remind the delegates and Jamaat is to obey the living Khalifa. As I have said, that is the responsibility of the delegates and the office bearers to implement those decisions of Shura. Because these decisions have been circulated after the approval of the Khalifa, and if you are not paying full attention to implement them, then unconsciously you are looking down upon the decision of the living Caliph. What it means is that you are not remaining within the obedience of the Caliph, because whosoever have been given responsibilities, they should set high standards of obedience which should be followed by others and are model for others. So these opportunities of service that you have got, do not regard it as an honor and of happiness that you have been given an opportunity. With this, if you will not set a high station of the righteousness, only then they will become of honor and of happiness. One matter many times before, and I'm reminding the members of the Shura that when you are discussing matters and debating, and those who want to give their proposal and their counsel, before giving that counsel, they must look and analyze all good and bad things of that proposal, rather than just be carried away by who else has supported that proposal. That's why the condition is that one should be intelligent and wise, so that we should consciously give the proposal. The second matter is that when you are expressing your view, you should not be influenced by someone's great eloquence. Oh, that you listening to some friend, you should just support him. You should check out the proposal, and if you are have a little difference, you should not unnecessarily start debating it. But if you have good reasons, proposal has good reasons, it is not necessary that you should just show that you also support him and help him like him unnecessarily. At the end, I will say that after debates and discussion, once you have come to a decision and you have also taken the approval of the living Caliph, whether it was with the consensus opinion or there is because of the decision of the Caliph, when the decision has been sent to the Jamaat for implementation, then the it is the responsibility of trust, and also your responsibility is that you should do your best to implement it. Do not try to find excuses. If you will do that, your debates will never be blessed, and other matters of the office bearers will also lack blessings of God. Let me say it again, that you should awaken your responsibility, and by by seeking help from God during the time of the Shura, spend all your time in prayer. And when you go back to your Jamaat, you should, this effect should continuously be seen in you. You remember that cleverness or knowledge will neither the Ahmadiyyat prevail nor will there be any revolutionary change. If there is going to be any revolutionary change in the world, it will be through prayer, through following the paths of righteousness, which will gain Allah's blessings. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqanan wa yukaffir ankum sayyi'atakum wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bih. That all those who believe, you should be steadfast in fear of God and be steadfast in righteousness. Then Allah will make a distinction between you and others. And the distinction is that you will be given a light with which you will follow the paths of righteousness. That light will be in all your talks and in all your limbs and there will be light in your wisdom and your intelligence, in your eyes, in your ears, in your speeches and in all your actions. And whichever path you will follow, it will become illumined. So these are the standards about which Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has given us glad guiding by following righteousness. But as he said, that you will gain everything by following righteous path. And if the delegates of Shura and all the office bearers and all the helpers of the Jamaat will create this situation, this state, then the level of taqwa of the Jamaat will continue to rise, inshallah. Then all the decisions which will be made, and whatever decision to which the Jamaat will be reminded, they will implement it and it will also be blessed. And these complaints will also finish that despite so much effort, we do not see the result of our effort. May Allah enable everyone to follow the path of righteousness and realize their responsibilities and discharge their responsibilities. And all those who in any way have been given an opportunity to serve the Jamaat, they should become the right hand of the living Caliph.
Ameen. خلیفہ وقت کے دستے راست بن کر رہے ہیں وينهى عن الفحشاء
اذكروا الله.